This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. Commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella, and today we're going to dive deep into one of my favorite tools, being an asset manager that we use to keep our team accountable, and that is the Pulse document. So every week we get on a call with our property managers and we review our internal metrics and our internal scorecard for the property. And the first thing we look at is our occupancy. We look at our vacant rented and our vacant unrented, because even though they're both vacant, vacant unrented means that the property, there's no speculative tenant or prospective tenant moving in, versus vacant rented allows us to look at the future marketing and our marketing efforts are worth it. So if our occupancy is below 95%, then we go into looking at our marketing key performance indicators. So we look at the first metric is guest cards. So this is general inquiries done at the property, whether it's a walk-in, apartments.com, Lisa, Craigslist, any phone call, we track any inquiry about the property. And then the other key metric is a applicant. So we want to make sure that those are people who were guest cards and now applying to live at our property. Generally, if our occupancy is below 95%, we then like to see 3 guest cards for every 1 applicant. And this is important too, because we've seen when our occupancy isn't high, we see our guest cards could be low, and that could mean not really clean ads on Facebook or apartments.com, misinformation, not high quality photos, or the ad's not even working. So we've seen that. So it's good to measure the inflow of the funnel when it comes to your leads. And then applicants, if that number is super low, then we're really making sure, if we understand, is what we have online match what's going on in person? Is our customer service there? These are all really key performance indicators that we really measure to make sure. But if our marketing, if our occupancy is really high, then we're not as in tune with our marketing because there's so few units available. But it's just one thing we make sure we keep a pulse on. Next number we really dive into is delinquency. That's the million, trillion, bajillion dollar question as we go through, thankfully, in Tennessee and Kentucky and to our RAND property management team. We've been 94 to 96% collected ever since COVID has begun March 1st, 2020. So we've been consistent with our collections. We really want to make sure there's any outliers. So if that number appears higher than normal, we dive into our rent roll. We even have a delinquency narrative that our property managers fill out that allows to understand what's going on for each resident that has a delinquent balance, whether it's, are they getting help? Did they just recently lose their job? So that we understand the makeup of our delinquencies and that we can help with our residents. We take a very hands-on approach to help our residents because we know they're the lifeblood, and without them, we couldn't be where we are. We want to make sure we're helping our affordable housing and making sure that we provide that white glove service day in and day out. So if our occupancy is there, our collections there, our marketing is doing great, then the next thing we really, really dive into is just seeing the day-to-day numbers. We're looking at turns, we're looking at renewals, we're looking at evictions, and just making sure that we're in line, because the last thing we want to do is have a big renovation budget, but then, or we have a lot of renovation expenses, but we only have 1 or 2 turns. That seems like an outlier where the numbers don't necessarily match. Number of evictions is important because we just want to make sure how many people we're filing on, because then we can do budgets later and see on average how many we have. We also measure lease terminations, This is an important metric because if you keep getting lease terminations, it really begs the question, like, obviously stuff happens with residents and people need to move due to life, work, etc. But it's important that you have understand, is it the customer service side? Is it something going on? I mean, we've had to transition team members because we've kept getting a ton of lease terminations, which is good on the income statement. But when it comes to our overall goal of having net promoter score of 75 or greater and hitting that world-class customer service, it begs that question. So it's important you keep measuring those day in and day out. And then, like turns as well is an important piece. And renewals. I think renewals is a really key piece. Joey Coleman, How to Never Lose a Customer Again, is a big component of that, especially in the property management side of things. Turning apartments can be a very costly measure. But if you're just getting incremental market rate increases and you're profiting, then you save $4,000 to $6,000 doing a turn, depending on the resident. So those are numbers we track just to make sure we're going in line with market, but also that we're hitting our budgets. And then lastly, on a monthly basis, we review our cash in minus our cash out. We're looking at our income and expenses. We measure that at the bottom just to make sure, because if you have people in the building, if you have people paying, if you have people paying rent, then the only measure that could go wrong for your property is going over budget. So it's super important that we look at our income and expenses. We just do like a quick hitter because we're always looking at T12s and we do a financial review later. But we just high level put our bonus, our numbers on, because our property managers get bonused on that number. So we want to keep a clean, transparent scorecard. Overall, it takes a little bit of time just to get used to in the measurements, but it's super important that you constantly measure this week in and week out, because the last thing you want to do as an asset manager is wait till month end and go, man, we didn't really hit our numbers. What's going on? Because then you have 4 weeks of errors. Then you identify the error week 5 and it takes 2 weeks to correct it. That can be 6 to 8 weeks by the time you get it corrected, versus on a weekly pulse, you can find it and say, hey, what's going on with our marketing? Let's fix it. And then by, you might not have hit your target month end, but you've prevented the error from superseding 2 months. So it's important. And I can share a link for the pulse document, but it's just super important that you have these weekly rhythms to hold everyone accountable. That's the biggest thing with asset managers. I want to clean the slate of it's managing the manager. That's not the case. It's being accountable to each other and making sure you're executing your business plan moving forward. So, investor pro tip, establish that at weekly accountability rhythms on the front end, establish expectations from the beginning and execute, because like the book's Traction, Scaling Up right here on the other side, it's really important to really just making sure that you're having these rhythms and really seeing if you're hitting your metrics. Because if you're not hitting your metrics, you might have to recalibrate the team and move forward. So if anyone has any questions, please reach out to me at miket@ranciri.com. And until then, we will see you next week.